Randomized trials of surgery have a reputation for being difficult to do, but Esther Kuri from Namsos in Norway was able to bring several together in a new Cochrane review of different surgical techniques for colorectal cancer.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related death in the Western world. We know that minimally invasive surgery for cancer of the colon and rectum is associated with improved short-term outcomes, such as less postoperative pain and a quicker recovery. However, most surgeons still use an open approach. This might be due to uncertainty with respect to long-term outcome. This Cochrane review evaluated survival, mortality, and long-term complications, such as incisional hernia and adhesions. All randomized clinical studies that compared long-term outcome after laparoscopic and open surgery for non-metastasized colorectal cancer were included in the analysis. In total, data from 12 different studies and from 3,346 patients were included. No differences were found between laparoscopic and open surgery with respect to the risk for developing incisional hernias or the number of reoperations for adhesions. However, only two studies reported data on these outcomes. We found that laparoscopic surgery for cancer of the colon is associated with a survival that is no different from survival after open surgery. This means that laparoscopic colorectal cancer surgery can be performed in hospitals with experienced laparoscopic surgeons. Existing studies do not provide enough evidence concerning survival after laparoscopic surgery for rectal cancer. We will have to wait for the results of large, ongoing randomized studies before reliable conclusions can be drawn with regard to laparoscopic surgery in rectal cancer patients.
When the ongoing trials that Esther mentioned are available, they will be included in an update of this review. In the meantime, you can read the current version at www.cochrane.org.